Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me, as it turns out, because the guest that we had scheduled, Jeremy Cage, who wrote a book called All Dreams on Deck, didn't show up. Now, I'm gonna give him a little bit of a hard time, but I'm gonna use it as an example. You know, when I saw his book and I read some of the stuff that he focuses on in his book, one of the things he wants you to do is dream bigger. Don't be afraid to dream bigger, and I think that's a good suggestion. But one of the things, and believe it or not, I mean you probably believe this. I've had a few dreams myself. I've dreamed of doing some things that I've actually accomplished. I've dreamed of doing some things that I didn't get done. So dreaming is good. Having a goal, as they said in Built to Last. I'm trying to remember who wrote that one. A big hairy audacious goal, BHAG. It's good to have those, right? But as I was thinking about interviewing Jeremy, one of the things I wanted to talk to him about was okay. How do you know when to stop dreaming, and when does your dreaming have the danger of looking like you're not so much a dreamer as you have just an inability to focus? You know, I've known people like this in my life, and I'd like to just talk about that a little bit because it might be you. And, you know, there are people who are big dreamers, and they're really good at it, and they can spin some really great ideas, and sometimes they even have a great idea. They dream it, they imagine it, and it's amazing. And guess what? Spoiler alert, one day that thing actually turns out to be amazing and amazingly successful, but not by the person who dreamed it. Because that person who dreamed it was nothing but a dreamer. All that person could do was imagine something, but could not put it together, could not make it happen, could not execute. And there would be two or three reasons for that. Number one, they couldn't stay with something. They couldn't focus. They couldn't stay focused. Because they would dream something. They would imagine something. They would have an idea. They would share it with everybody. Everybody would get all excited about it. Here's a great idea. But then they would move on to the next one. Because all they were dreamers. Now, I've known people that like that, and they've created some of them actually created some things that were successful. They actually pulled a couple of things off, but because they had so many dreams, and so many that didn't happen, they were known as not being serious people, and so consequently, what they actually pulled off was minimized, because there were so many aborts. There were so many things that they dreamed and told everybody about that didn't happen. Their successes were diluted. So what I want to say to you then. And by the way, I was going to say to Jeremy, tell us how you have gone have had some success, and how you've dreamed big, and how you've avoided not being focused. And then guess what? He didn't show up. He's not here. So that's I'm gonna, if he, you know, what do you do about that? I mean, I think I wonder about that. If is that an issue for him and for other people? So think about this. He wrote a book. It's probably a good book. He's had some success, but he didn't show up today. So in my opinion, right now, he's a little flaky, right? I just have to say that. So you don't want people to say that about you. You don't want people to say that you're flaky. So if you're going to dream, if you're going to be a dreamer, if you're going to put yourself out there and you're going to say, I've got this idea, I've got this dream, if you don't show up, that doesn't give people confidence in you. If you want them to buy into your dream, if you want your banker to help you capitalize your idea, if you want your family, your partners in life to be with you, they need to see something of substance in this dream. If you want customers to come to to be attracted to your dream, you have to do certain things, certain fundamentals. You have to do those to make people have confidence in you, to make them trust you. And those fundamentals are not like a dream at all. They're real solid things, like being able to run the business that you dreamed about starting. Like being able to function in the marketplace when people in the parts of the marketplace where there aren't any dreams. They're just fundamentals. And you're able to separate the signal from the noise. And you show up. And that's really important. You show up. I'm not a big Woody Allen fan, but I do like one of the things he said. He said 80% of life is just showing up. And guess what? There's the other 10-20% is showing up on time. Showing up when you said you were going to be. And when we come back, remember what I said a minute ago? Signal and noise? I'm fascinated by that term. And we're going to talk about signal and noise after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.